So I'm on the line with Kay Cannon, the director of the new comedy Blockers, set for release in April. Kay, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
Now, you've had writing credits on shows like 30 Rock and films like Pitch Perfect, but this is your directorial debut. How was that adjustment for you?
It was a pretty easy switch from, I was showrunning my own show, Girl Boss, on Netflix. And when you're the showrunner of a show, like, you're kind of the director of the directors. You know, everything goes through you and you're running the whole thing. So to go from showrunning to directing felt like a pretty nice transition.
And Vanity Fair said that this movie is perfectly timed for the Time's Up and Me Too movement. Is that something that you agree with?
I do, actually. I really think, you know, we shot the movie before Time's Up and Me Too movement, and going into it, when I had the script, it was really important that the young women have agency over their bodies and that they were making the choices for themselves. And we were, all these themes and issues that we're talking about now were things that were important to us when we were making the movie. And so I'm glad that it's a nice reflection of how women should be treated and taken, you know, how they take care of themselves. I think it's great.
And when I was reading the production notes and also some of the press articles that have come out, there's a lot of comparisons with films like American Pie. And I was just wondering if that's a comparison that you're comfortable with, or if you'd rather see this film in its own light.
I would like to see it in its own light. You know what I couldn't believe is that American Pie was 20 years ago. I think that's insane. Because I can remember being in the audience and watching that movie and the audience going crazy with laughter. I do think I do think it's a nice comparison when you watch Blockers, because although we have like all this heart and this emotion, the movie has these crazy big comedy set pieces. And I think something like Butt Chugging, for example, where John Cena chugs beer through his butt, I think that I can understand why there's the comparison, because it's very similar, I think, in terms of like an iconic scene as the pie scene in American Pie.
And do you think that this movie, which is about kind of the sisterhood of the three daughters, as well as a strong female lead and Leslie Mann, kind of gives it an added importance, especially in today's climate?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's unique to the movie is that we're getting the perception and the perspective and the stories of these three young women, but then it's also like there's a whole story of the parents and what the parents are doing and what they're going through. And I think that's something new that we haven't really seen before. You know, like in American Pie or Superbad, it's all from the kids' perspective. And I think that this movie bridges the gap between the two generations in a really nice way.
And as a student myself, I found it interesting to read that one of the storylines kind of focuses on Leslie Mann's character, I guess, inability to deal with that kind of empty nest syndrome. How much of an importance is that in the whole plot?
You know, it was really important because this movie isn't just parents trying to stop sex from happening. You know, like every parent is dealing with their own individual issue with their kid. And so from a mother's standpoint, Leslie having this wonderful relationship with Catherine Newton's character, so Lisa and Julie, the mom and daughter there, they were best friends, and she's a single mom, and she's freaking out in this whole other way that I think a lot of moms can really relate to. And that was really important, that everybody could really relate to someone in the movie.
Yeah, I guess. And you mentioned there the fact that there's basically two generations of actors on set. And did that create a kind of nice family feel to when the film was in production?
It did. I will say that, you know, the parents, I shot a lot of the stuff, they were very separate from the kids. So I might have the first half of the day be all, you know, Leslie, John, and Ike. And then the last half of the day be, they're adults, they're adult age, but I would always call them the kids. And then the kids would like come in and I would shoot with the kids. So I was sort of feeling both generations, you know, happening all in one day.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, if there was one kind of selling point of the film that you would pitch to people to go and see it, what would it be?
I would say it's a crazy funny from beginning to end film, and in it, you will also maybe cry and be emotional and really feel something. I think this movie can move you.
And although this is your first directing gig, would you be keen to do something like this again?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I need people to go see it so that I get another chance.
And was there any kind of moments on set that really kind of stood out for you as highlights of the whole deal?
Yeah, it was. I have a couple. There's at the beginning of the movie. There's all this montage shot with either flip video or iPhone, and I did all the shooting of that myself. So I was kind of running around, and I was away from my daughter, who's four, and so I was shooting this stuff with Lisa and Julie, and both Leslie and I started to miss our own kids, and we both started crying on set.
Sorry.
And I was like, oh boy, this is why they don't hire women to direct, because they'll just cry. So I had that moment, but then something that was really fun, you know, I basically felt like in shooting the movie that we went to prom like for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I had the same extras the whole time. And I really got to know a lot of them, and you know, I they're wearing like the same dress and the same tux for 3 weeks in a row. And so at the end we had this big dance. Like as if they were dancing the night away or whatever at the end of their prom. And so we played Uptown Funk, and I got in there and I danced with all of them to this song, and it was really, really fun. And it was like a thank you to them for sticking it out and doing all these really long nights of shooting.
Do you reckon that'll make the director's cut on the DVD, maybe?
I think it did, actually. Yeah, I think me coming in is... I don't know if you can ever really see me, but I'm like jumping on a couch. I'm acting like I'm a teenager.
Yeah. And I guess as well, how inspiring was it for you to see someone like Greta Gerwig nominated for Best Director at the Oscars recently?
It was so great. And also, like, I don't know, the numbers are just so grim for female filmmakers. And so this idea of Female Filmmaker Friday, do you know about that on Instagram?
No, I don't.
Because Greta said she had seen a picture of someone else, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't remember which director, and she said seeing that picture made her realize that she could also direct just by seeing it. And so every Friday, if you are a filmmaker or you have a photo of somebody, you post something with the hashtag Female Film Friday. Filmmaker Friday, something like that, FFF, and so that people can see it, and so that they too can feel like they can do it as well.
Yeah, and just one final question on that point, actually, is that I do a film course, and I'm one of four guys as opposed to 26 girls in my class. So I was just wondering if you had a message for them about, you know, going into the industry and maybe a lesson that you felt you wish you would have known growing up.
Well, the one thing I'll say, because I feel like I see this a lot, is just they cannot quit. Like, it's going to get hard, and it's going to get they'll be minimized, and they'll be overlooked, and they'll be taken for granted, or they won't be given a shot, and just you can't quit. There were times leading up to shooting this movie, I was like, you know what, I could just stay in television and not do this, because it was difficult. And I think it would have been such a shame if I would have quit, prematurely. And so I just hope that they don't. I hope that they stay and stick it out.
Well, Kay, thank you very much for your time. I know you've got a busy schedule today, so I'll let you go there. But, yeah, thank you for getting in contact.
Oh, great. Thanks.